Hi, this is C.G. Allen. Welcome to another audio boo. I'm getting close to about a year now that I've been audio booing. More on that in the next couple of months, because it'll be the year sort of anniversary of sort of trying to boo about my gnome novel, the next adventure story that I'm writing. But hopefully this is the final in a trilogy, if you will, of audio boos that's actually talking about writer's block. The last couple of months I've found that I've been slowing down slightly after the initial push and the excitement of, ooh, this is a new story, a new idea, after plotting and planning and imagining the worlds that it's set in. And I don't know if it's inevitable or whether you just sometimes burn out and run out of steam, but I've been talking about that over the last couple of boos, if you want to look back at that, listen back to those. And really, this I was saying this is a final part on that, because you can say too much, you can prevaricate, like I was talking about last time, beat around the bush, and yeah, I think I've come up with an idea, thankfully, of how to beat it for myself, or a way to start to beat it, to push through and to get myself writing regularly again, which is much needed. And yeah, if you want to be a writer, you need to write. So I suppose that's the main thing. That little chime was a little idea, sort of light bulb going off my head that's been going off the last month. Had a bit of a break from writing anyway. Been on my sort of annual holiday away and been doing in the countryside, which is actually a good setting for thinking about this particular gnome novel, with two G's, as I say. So I came up with an idea. It's not an original idea. Other people do it. A friend of mine did this and successfully, I think, wrote a novel a while ago. It was a page a day, write a page a day, no more, no less. And that's not too much to ask of yourself. It's not too demanding, so you're not putting too much pressure on yourself. It's surely achievable, but the confines is that you stop at the end of the page, even if you've got an idea. And that goes back to one of the early things I said in one of the earliest boos, was try and leave yourself on your writing routine at the end of a sentence, or hanging on the end of an idea or a concept in the story, so that when you come back to it, it's easier just to jump back straight in and start typing or writing away. So that's what this next idea is, a page a day. And I think if I do it from start of July, 1st of July 2014, start of 6 months, that will give me a good size novella, which is the size that I'm aiming for this gnome novel. My first adventure novel, which you can find out more about on my official writing website. It's www.findthemissingreel.com, and that's reel with two E's, like film reel. And click on the little notepad in the bottom right-hand corner. That first novel, which I finished, thankfully, but took 10 years, gasp, was about 400 pages, and I've redrafted and cut it down, made it more like a young adult novel size. But I'm conscious going into this second novel that it's a different age group. It's not young adult, it's more middle age, middle grade age, as they say in America, which is equivalent to middle school in Britain. So it's maybe ages 9 to 12. YA, young adult, is more 13 and upwards, and teenage. So, I mean, it could... So, yeah, the reading, readership, the audience sort of expectation for length and how long their attention span is probably shorter than 400 pages at least. So this 6 months writing a page a day would definitely give me a good sort of half-size novel like that, which is a good target for me, and then I can cut or add, pad it out if I need to later in the second draft. But the main aim with this is to get a first draft off. That's what my main aim's been for the last year, and target. So a page a day should break the writer's block, get me in a good routine, and that's my strategy, actually. And other things I've been doing this past month, I've been reading a bit about other fantasy worlds. Obviously, this is a fantasy novel, so I'm trying to craft a fantasy fantasy world. Well, it's two worlds. There's the real world, as I've talked about before, and this this fantasy world of the gnomes. And it's the two colliding that makes the conflict in the book. But I've been reading a book called, which I'd recommend actually, called The Land of Narnia, and obviously C.S. Lewis, fantastic writer, bit of a hero of mine. And it's a bit of an essay book. It's sort of critical of C.S. Lewis's Narnia. And it's Brian Sibley is the writer. I'll put a link in the show notes for this. And it's Brian Sibley explores the world of C.S. Lewis. And it's just a book I picked up in a secondhand bookshop. I love exploring secondhand bookshops. And so it's potentially out of print, but it was printed '89, so first published 1989, so it might be still around. But it's really good in analysing the real world sort of parallels to fantastical worlds. So that's actually quite interesting to me, because I love using the real world and spinning it off into fantastical ideas, heightened reality. So that's very interesting from that point of view. So that's one to recommend. And as mentioned, I've been on holiday, and the other thing that's been going on this month is my wife and myself decided in our back garden we might get rid of our shed and actually get a summer house, which is another thing by another great writer. I know Roald Dahl actually, he created fantastical worlds, but he also wrote in his garden shed. And I suppose you try to mimic your heroes, you try to be like them, and then you establish your own sort of routine. But it's an idea. It's not just a writing place for me, but to disappear off to. But a summer house would be quite nice for our garden, nice south-facing garden. And so that's the plan. It's summer months now, so my mind has turned to summer. And yeah, that's a plan for the next year. So I'll probably report back in about over the audio booze about that, because they're quite pricey. So yeah, unpublished writer doesn't earn too much. So it's going to be a work in progress, really. But as is the gnome novel. So yeah, but that's another thing. The environment, the area you're writing needs to be tidy, tidy mind, tidy, tidy environment. So if you can switch off, and I was talking about this idea last month of switching off the internet, taking away all the distractions, and the idea is to have a place where there's no net connection, you're totally disconnected from the world, and you can be alone with your thoughts and explore your own imagination. So that's the idea with the summer house idea. So yeah, so I've got high hopes for this for this next second year of writing the novel, really, from the next couple of months onwards. And it's going to be, hopefully over the next 6 months, I'll get a first draft out of it. So I'll report back in and let you know how the first month goes next month. Until then, keep watching and keep listening. Check out my official website, as I say, www.findthemissingreel.com, and follow me on Twitter if you can, and just check out and find some more story clues that I keep laying out there. But keep an eye out at your ankles, because you never know where the gnomes might be hiding around little corners or in the foliage in your garden. See you now.